What's up and welcome to the show. I'm Coy Wire. This is CNN 10 and we are kicking things off a little different today. We're going to sneak in a shout out from the jump because Mr. Husk at Fisher Middle School in Aurora, Illinois had themselves a sneaker design contest, sent us these custom kicks. We are rolling to our wall of friends for the best 10 minutes of news.
We begin in Venezuela, where life after the fall of former leader Nicolas Maduro remains uncertain months after his capture by U.S. forces. Maduro and his wife Celia Flores have been imprisoned in the United States since January. Delcy Rodriguez is now leading the country. Many Venezuelans say that very little has changed. Some say political repression has started to wane. Issues like political prisoners and economic woes continue to weigh heavily on many people living there. Our David Culver got a rare firsthand look at what post-Maduro life is like in the capital city of Caracas.
La policía nos tiene bloqueado por todo.
He says you can't go any closer because the police have blocked it off. And you can see they've got a big barricade up.
A public demonstration and we can't get in. These Venezuelans are calling on their government to raise wages and ease repression. The police keep turning folks back.
Entonces, ¿cómo podemos entrar? You know, and he's trying to tell us that there's another side to go to. We've driven all the way around this area for about 30 minutes and we haven't found a way to enter. It looks like now we might have found one possible entry here, but I mean, it's now towards the end of the march and demonstration. She's saying elections have to come for a radical change. He says they took, meaning the U.S., Maduro, but left the rest of the system in place.
Delcy as an acting president, Delcy Rodriguez, who governs behind layers of security. Several blocks of armed guards.
You've got a mobile command force right there.
Not surprising given how her predecessor's rule ended on January 3rd, when U.S. forces captured Nicolas Maduro and his wife Celia Flores. Their names and faces now plastered across Caracas. Billboards, graffiti, homemade signs. The government, at least, wants them back.
The reality is Maduro, the man who ran this country for some 13 years, even though his face is everywhere here in Caracas, well, he's in custody, locked up in the U.S. The system he built, that is still standing, and that's not lost on the people here.
Especially the families of the more than 450 political prisoners still in custody.
We've driven about an hour outside the capital. We're headed to El Rodeo, which is considered to be one of the better known prisons where many of these political prisoners are believed to be held.
At the prison gate, family members live out of tents, waiting for weekly visits.
And because they don't have the money to make the trip multiple times, they camp out. And on days like today, they have visits with their loved ones.
Though the repression has not totally lifted, it has loosened a lot.
It's also worth noting that not everyone feels like the United States should be involved in Venezuelan matters. At a pro-government rally, we had folks coming up to us to say Venezuela is not a colony, that sovereignty here matters to them.
But for most here, the deepest suffering is economic. The official minimum income just went up to $240 a month. Most Venezuelans earn far less, and food alone costs nearly three times that amount. There is a small bubble of wealth. Nice cars, weekend clubs, but most here live like Maria Perez's family. Inside her parents' home, the scarcity is hard to miss.
Nah. Is your dad, tu padre?
Mi padre.
No? Yeah. She said her dad is a diabetic, her mom's got severe arthritis. When it comes to health care, it's really bad.
Her home is a 20-minute walk uphill from her parents. No real roads to get there.
Well, they only really have running water, she said, every 45 days. And so, sorry, I'm out of breath a little bit, but the remainder of the days, they rely on these big tanks.
Venezuela's leaders acknowledge how dire the economic situation is, and they often blame U.S. sanctions, though the Trump administration points to years of corruption, mismanagement, and authoritarian rule as the cause.
Most everyone that we spoke with over the past few days has given us some version of the same sentiment, and that is that they're grateful that the U.S. captured Maduro. They're glad that he's gone. But as to what happens next, when you ask them that question,
They stress that is for Venezuelans to decide, though they also emphasize they need the rest of the world to keep on watching.
Pop quiz hot shot, alligators and crocodiles only coexist one place. Where is it? Brazil's Pantanal, Amazon River Basin, Florida Everglades, or Okefenokee Swamp? If you said the Florida Everglades, crock on. The famed River of Grass is the only place on Earth you can find both American alligators and crocodiles. Chomp on that. Now to a very serious situation in the state of Florida. At the time of this taping, 58 wildfires were burning nearly 29,000 acres across the state, including parts of the Everglades. One of the biggest, the Max Road Fire in Broward County, expanded to 4,800 acres, covering roads with smoke, crushing visibility, and impacting air quality. Firefighters from local and state agencies, along with the National Guard, have all joined the battle. The good news, the fire was reported 60% contained at the time of this taping. But here's the wild part. The fire actually created its own weather, a microclimate, with these towering fire clouds, officially called pyrocumulus clouds. They form when intense heat sends humid air, smoke, and other aerosolized particles rocketing high into the atmosphere. And did you know, if these clouds grow large enough, they'd be capable of creating thunderstorms. From fire clouds to another stunning moment in the sky, rainbow clouds seen from Bogor in Indonesia. It's a rare phenomenon, and our meteorologist Chris Warren tells us all the things that need to line up just right to see them.
Video out of Indonesia shows a massive cloud with a rainbow-like halo glowing at the top, and it doesn't even look real, but it is. The science behind it is the same thing you've seen in a soap bubble or an oil slick. It's called iridescence. Inside that cloud are tiny water droplets or ice crystals. Sunlight hits them and splits into a spectrum of colors. Some colors turn vivid, others fade. This is rare because everything has to line up perfectly. A thin cloud, uniform cloud particles, and you in exactly the right place to catch it. Miss any one of those, and this disappears. It's the same physics you're used to seeing scaled up to the sky.
Today's story getting a 10 out of 10, a bus ride with no plans of going anywhere. In the Swiss city of Baden, artist brothers Frank and Patrick Ricklin designed a conceptual piece of art, a public bus called the Line Zero. This party on wheels has one destination, social connection.
It's just so unplanned and spontaneous. We sang on the bus, we talked to everyone, we turned on our phone flashlights in the tunnel. It was just amazing. We even had an ice cream party.
The goal is to help its passengers escape their normal routine. With no set route, Line Zero will be part of the Swiss bus network for 3 weeks. After that, the bros are hoping to bring Line Zero to other parts of Switzerland. In a world where we're usually rushing from one place to another, these artists are telling us to just slow down, stop, and roll with it.
Instead of efficiency, chance reigns. Instead of goal orientation, there's openness to what happens along the way. And we see an incredible quality in that, especially in a time in a digitized world where people spend 90% of their free time glued to their smartphones.
All right, all right. Congrats to our Your Word Wednesday winners, Mr. Grima and friends at Da Vinci High School in Davis, California, for submitting aerosolize, a verb meaning to convert a substance to a fine mist or spray. And one more spirited shout out today. You ought to see this blanket. The Spartans, Mr. Larson and crew at Watford City Middle School in North Dakota, blanketing us in glory. It's incredible stuff. You did a project about ancient Greece. That is awesome. Go out and make it an awesome Wednesday, everyone. I'm Coy Wire. This is CNN 10, and I'll see you tomorrow.